the biblical illiterates reverse Romans 13. They now teach submit to tyranny. Patrick Henry said, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried the speaker. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Recently, I received a newspaper article from a confused, biblically illiterate friend asking me what my take was on an article titled, Scripture Teaches to Submit to Authorities, with reference to Romans 13. In this article, the author was calling out a Christian for protesting a corrupt representative in government, even going so far as to suggest this Protestant ought to have stayed home to read their Bible rather than to protest corruption in government. He went on to say that we are commanded by Scripture to submit to the authorities that have been elected. Really? Well, to start off, maybe this individual should take the time to know a little bit of his own history. There's nothing worse than when a person who doesn't know what they are talking about tries to tell you what the truth is. Maybe he should have taken the time to look to the founding forefathers and that document which they drew up called the Declaration of Independence. That document alone is 75% of the usurpations that the tyrant King George committed against our forefathers and what it is that our forefathers would not put up with. Our American history found in that document teaches that our forefathers threw off the tyrant that would not be ruled by God and declared boldly, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Furthermore, the motto of the American Revolution was no king but King Jesus. America's original national seal was rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, with a picture on the inside of the seal showing the Pharaoh being overthrown by the sea with Moses and the children of Israel safe on the shore. Now, John Hancock, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and, with a proper sense of your dependency on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. Apparently, this individual who wrote the article knows nothing of the Black Robe Regiment that the tyrant King George feared the most. The Black Robed Regiment were, in fact, the preachers that went before the forefathers in educating the colonies to resistance when it came to the corrupt king on the other side of the pond. They sacrificed themselves to establish the freedoms in which this author now enjoys today. This author went on to write that this Protestant should know what the Bible says about those in authority. First of all, the authority given to our representative government is derived from we the people. We receive our rights from God and in turn delegate power to those who serve we the people. Representatives work for us, America. We do not work for them. The Declaration of Independence declares they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. He then quotes Romans 13, 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Then he goes on and says, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for for they are God's ministers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to tell you something. Before every single radio show, I kid you negative, there is a warfare that no one can refute. Every single show that I do, there's a warfare around it. If it's not me having to shut down the computer two or three times and resetting it, then it's what's going on with this. It just keeps scrolling and scrolling and it's not uploading. And if it's not that, it's somebody coming to the studios. If it's not that, the phone rings. If it's not that, something's not done right on S. It's insane. If you ever really want to experience real spiritual warfare, just come on over and hang out for a minute and you'll understand it real quick. Believe me, even going through cash registers or checkout lanes. I've never had this happen before. I hear it constantly. And it's just like, man, I'm really thankful for the enemy revealing himself at every given step of the way. Him who means to impede my way. Because he just makes it real every single day of my life at every given turn. I mean, as if to suggest he's just going to give up his possession or what he thinks is his, right, temporarily. Yeah, well, I understand the good fight of faith, folks. And we got the sword, we got the helmet, we got the breastplate, we got the loins girt about with truth, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, because we understand that this is a real warfare. I want to let you know we're going to have Matt Truella up with us, Lesser of Magistrates, he's going to be with us, and he's going to be talking about election sermon, voting for magistrates in the law of God. He'll be with us in just a couple minutes here. But before we get to that, I want to get over to this. We're going to be the keynote speaker, Sons of Liberty, me, Bradley Dean, yours truly, at the state capitol in Minnesota. I'm honored to be a part of it. All these organizations that have asked us if we'd be the keynote speaker. And to say that, we responded in the affirmative, because anytime we get an opportunity, we walk through that door, because that's what we're praying for, is opportunities to get out there and make a difference concerning what's going on in this country. We don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to be a part of the answer, Isaiah 58, verse 12. I want to show you this really quick because we just got a couple minutes. And by the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. We're on social media platforms there, okay? I just wanted to let you know. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know too, folks, when you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can also check out our platform where you can get all the downloads, uploads, and the such on bbsradio.com. Okay? And so when you click onto that, it will bring you to all the uploads, all that which we have over there on bbsradio.com. And you can go back to all the old shows and you can upload them, download them, whatever you have to do. Everything is there, put in order perfectly for you. It's super easy to understand. Again, not difficult. That is on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page. Also wanted to let you know there's 13 to 15 articles uploaded every day from contributors across the country that are in this fight. They're not spectators. They're not sitting behind a microphone, reading a teleprompter, making millions of dollars, serving their golden calves that are destroying this country. No, in fact, they're a part of the answer. They're in the good fight of faith. We have preachers. We have constitutional attorneys. You name it. We have ex-military, police force. Again, the list goes on. And you're only going to find that over there at the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out our schedule. And if you want to schedule us in, folks, now's the time to do it for November. Because once I put this appeal out, it goes pretty quick. We are open for November and December. We'll take a couple days. So if you'd like to have us be a part of what's going on in your community, now's the time to go ahead and book us. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, just so you know. Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. Folks, you have to understand something here. You're not under attack by a foreign country. Your attack, and your attack is coming from the halls of government, and I'm talking about those that occupy the office and they are corrupt, that are acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on common law, God's Torah, okay? Because you all understand that our rights come from him, not the generosity of the state, okay? But with that, you need to understand who's doing the attacking here. Hand in glove with the corruption to the Mockingbird media, driving propaganda to work the people up in creating domestic insurrection. That's what this is all about. They want to create a civil war. In fact, if you look at the history of the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, said President Truman, what did John Stockton say about the CIA, former CIA? And our friend Kevin Shipp, who's suing the CIA, who is former CIA, we just had him on the show a couple weeks ago. What is their purpose? To destabilize countries. Who's destabilizing our foundations? Who's attacking our foundations more than those that are right in front of our faces? And the Lord promised that he would do this in Psalm 9, 16, and 17. He would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32, 23. And it's for us to right the wrongs, but it first starts with us facing off with the Lord and repenting for transgressing his moral law, Acts 20, verse 21, and putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As Augustine rightly said, the law detects, that's all it does, Romans 3, 20. And grace alone conquers. That's understanding real grace. Now, folks, I want to let you know the Biden-Harris DOJ, as if to suggest they're a government unto themselves. It's still your government. You're just allowing them to do the things that they're getting away with. But I want to let you know that the Biden-Harris DOJ just filed a lawsuit. How that makes sense? Well, this is what communists do. They use the law against the law. That's what communism is. Just filed a lawsuit to allow illegal immigrants to vote. No joke. And again, I'm talking about your country, folks. I'm not talking about a third world country. And I'm just waiting for some of these useful idiots in the mainstream media to tell me how this is a theory as well, when in fact it is a conspiracy being committed about the by the powers that are tolerated. Jeremiah 11:9. We'll be right back up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Per your request, if you're looking
should be
for
up in a minute here, Matt.
Creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Wanted to give you a heads up. We got Matt Truello with us right now. We're going to pull him up in just a second here. But yesterday I was highlighting interaction with a very well-known evangelist friend of mine who just put out a 12-minute infomercial on Donald Trump. And a supporter of his reached out to me and said, Bradley, you need to have a little talk with your friend in California there. And so I just conveyed to him, I pasted from this supporter of his, and I gave it directly to him because I'm not going to get caught up in the center of it. Well, he was promoting Donald Trump. And in the meantime, 3 months later, he comes up with a 12-minute infomercial for Donald Trump trying to justify the unjustifiable, because I guess he was above asking other people, other parts of the body of Christ, concerning, you know, answers to what he just promoted in the contrast. In other words, he's promoting that which runs antithetical to who we are in this country by promoting such a wicked, wicked man. And of course, he came to terms with that later on. And then he asked me the question, do I respect Jack Hibbs? And I said, no, he's kind of goofy in his eschatology. We're not going to be raptured from responsibility, period. And when I clicked onto the video, it was nothing but a promotion of the guy that I confronted in the first place for promoting Donald Trump. In the meantime, I get that same supporter, that had sent me that information over, and she sends me a video of election sermons. It's a small world, man. It really is a small world. And it was election sermons 2024, voting for magistrates in the law of God. And what was really cool about it is I said back to this individual, I said, well, me and Matt, we do events together, and I've been in his pulpit a couple times, and interestingly enough, if there's anything you'd like me to say to Matt, you know, I can go ahead and talk to him. Well, let's get him on the show. I said, okay, well, we'll do that. We'll get him on the show. So without further ado, here's Matt Truella. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Good to be here with you, Bradley.
Yep. God bless you. Amen. Listen, Matt, one of the things that you've always brought to the table and to the pulpit first and foremost is you're going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. There's no question about it, and it's what we need. And what I did today, kind of springboarding from that point, is I got some political sermons from the 1800s, the 1700s, during the founding era of this country. And I noticed that every single week they were highlighting something that was applicable concerning now the colonies and the 3 million people that resided in what we now call America back then. And they would make it a pertinent topic in what they thought was pertinent and important concerning the issues that needed to be dealt with, concerning only what the Bible and the Constitution during that particular time could actually bring resolve to. And I know that we're very linked up and we're like-minded. We're unified in that in a very big way, and I love that. So in saying all that, you did this election sermons 2024. Can you go ahead and give us a download exactly and give us a little sermon concerning what it was that you just addressed over the last couple days in your church alone?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and what a novel idea, applying your Christianity to every area of life.
Right.
So needed in this hour. Well, if people want to listen to the sermon, I'm at YouTube and Rumble, and the channel is Mercy Seat Church, Mercy Seat Church. And they can listen to the sermon there from this past Sunday and other ones before. But I read this quote. I was doing reading this week and just happened upon this quote, if I could, Bradley, and it was from Noah Webster. And he said this, he said, in selecting men for office, let principle be your guide. Regard not the particular sect or denomination of the candidate. Look to his character.
Yeah.
It is alleged by men of loose principles or defective views of the subject that religion and morality are not necessary or important qualifications for political stations. But the scriptures teach a different doctrine. They direct that rulers should be men who rule in the fear of God. Able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. When a citizen gives his suffrage or his vote to a man of known immorality, he abuses his trust. He sacrifices not only his own interests, but that of his neighbor. He betrays the interest of his country. So I just put that up. Nothing else, just that. And the vitriol I was confronted with, I was stunned by people telling me that I was self-righteous, that I'm promoting evil. All if I don't vote for Trump, that they'll never have anything to do with me ever again.
Yep.
Now, I'm 64, Bradley, and I've been around a lot of election cycles. And for the last 40 years, of course, every 4 years, this is the most important election to the history of our nation.
Right.
But they have ramped up, ginned up the fear machine into a whole new category this time, where people have literally lost their minds and are being stampeded into running behind a man who openly impugns the law of God. I don't know how long people are going to continue to look to the federal government to correct their problems. This whole idea that, look, they want you totally focused in on the presidential campaign. Both political parties do, the media does, the government does, as if there are no other offices, no state offices, no county offices, no local offices. Those offices matter. We don't have to submit to a federal government that's lawless and impugns the Constitution, and certainly not one that impugns the law of God. And as men, we have a duty to stand in fealty to Christ. Instead, what I see is one justification and one dissertation after another why it's right to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Yep.
I used to believe that 30 years ago. Vote for the lesser of two evils. Then I began to realize that's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
No, the country can. Here's the thing. Did you notice that as we've been voting for the lesser of two evils for the last four decades, the lesser of two evils just keeps getting more evil?
Yep.
And that's partly because when you vote for the lesser of two evils, you're helping normalize evil into society.
That's right.
Not only that, you're teaching bad men, those within the GOP hierarchy, that they get your vote no matter what. Yeah, you can fluster and stutter and puff out your wings and feathers all you want. But in the end, we know, Christian, you're going to vote for us. And they do. And instead of having fear of God, what we have is a Christianity in America that has the fear of man. So I just want people to know, if you have the fear of man, here's the cure. If you have fear, the cure is fear. And it's the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
You should not be voting for men who openly impugn the law of God. And that's what Donald Trump does. And they're playing everybody on these two sides.
Yeah, yeah. I want to address a couple of the things that you had said. When are the people going to quit looking to the federal government to cure the problems that they themselves have created? Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. And that's the responsible party right there. And what's also interesting, Matt, is the people think that the federal government rules the roost over state government, when in fact the federal government is a creation of the state. So what do we have today? Now we have the tail wagging the dog, and this becomes a fact in our daily lives because of the ignorance of the American people. And that's what it comes down to. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, no question about it. And then you highlighted the fact that this two-party system, well, it's unconstitutional. There is no such thing as a Republican Party. There is no such thing as a Democratic Party. There is no such thing as 101 other unconstitutional parties. We're ruled as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, under God. And we, for those that are paying attention, they understand that the two-party system has been created to divide and conquer the American people. They haven't figured that out. But I think what it does exhibit more than anything is the ignorance of the people that have legitimized both of these candidates, who are both illegitimate every step of the way. And even after you did your sermon concerning the RNC removing abortion and sodomy, one only has to beg the question is, what's the difference now? There isn't one. They're pushing. Both sides are working for the same master, driving the same agenda, as they're working to tear down our Constitution in hopes of recreating one that looks just like a global order. And I'm not going to have it. And by the way, that's why we have you here today, Matt.
Yeah. And once you embrace this idea of voting for the lesser of two evils, you can use that to justify voting for anyone. You could justify it to vote for Hitler, for Stalin, for Pol Pot, for Idi Amin. If the other guy's more evil, you can vote for those evil guys. And that's where we're at, where men openly impugn the law of God. Look what Trump has done just in the area of sodomy.
I know.
You know, in 2022, after the federal government gives the power of law legislatively to wicked, perverse men, to sodomites, he decides to have a gala event at Mar-a-Lago. Over 500 people invited.
Yep.
Grinnell, the first cabinet member ever appointed by a U.S. president in the history of the United States, that would be Donald Trump, appointed him, called Donald Trump the most gay president America has ever seen. Since then, Trump had Mar-a-Lago.
And that's exactly what he's done, Matt. We got you for another segment. Folks, we got Matt Truella, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th, at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th, at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots on the ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking to Matt Truella, voting for magistrates. I want to make something clear because I'm seeing this on live chat right now. People are talking about not going out and voting. No one's telling you not to vote. I'm just telling you the two that they put on front of you, friends, they're two wings to the same bird. There's over 1,250 other presidential contenders that have been censored and or suppressed. That should show you how much power they have garnered over the media, friends. 1,250 other presidential candidates that have been illegally censored and or suppressed. If that doesn't bother you, about what's going on in the show that goes on concerning the two clowns in the circus of politics that are given to you as an option to merely push forth the agenda that's going forward, friends. You know, Matt, I got to say this. It's interesting to me how many people say they're sick and tired of the establishment, but they keep playing the games that the establishment continuously pushes on them. And then they wonder why they keep getting the same results. I don't want to get off track, but it really does bewilder me. I'm puzzled by the people and their responses. And again, it comes back to the ignorance that we see on display by the people that act like if you don't vote for Donald, you know, we have no king but Donald Trump, or this is the voice of a God and not a man, Acts 12:22, John 19. It's then you're the devil for not going along and playing the same game that they're playing in the face of the truth that we know. And it's like, I'm not going to move from the word of God to appease you so I can be one that goes along to get along. It's never been me and it never will be me. What say you?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Dabney wrote about this over 150 years ago, how conservatism always just keeps changing, embracing the latest evil, first making a fluster about it. And the latest thing is sodomy, right? So now you can be a conservative and you're totally good with homosex.
Yeah.
In fact, you can be a conservative now and be good with most abortion now. And the truth of the matter is they keep shifting this along down the line as the years go by. And there has to come a point where people say, no, I'm not going to go along with that anymore. I'm not going to get played this way. You know, I was going into before the break about Donald Trump's acts regarding sodomy, which I could go on for the next 10 minutes doing that. He was on Joe Rogan's show just the other week, pushing the national ID. And with it, the whole vaccination, whatever it is, to keep an eye on everybody and all that. Remember, his claim to fame of his greatest deed during his last time he was in office was warp speed.
Yep.
And then after about 6 months, people were getting sick of it. He started attacking the governors. Remember that? And saying, oh, pull back on how much oppression you're putting on the people.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is all he had to do was remove the national emergency and they wouldn't, quote unquote, have the power to do any of those things anymore. He never did. Biden came and took over. He never did. They're the two wings of the same bird.
Yeah,
exactly what you're saying. That's what anybody who's been engaged for any amount of time learns early on. They also learn this. The Republicans will take a Democrat to be a part of their efforts before a truly Christian man any day of the week. Wake up, people. Realize what's going on. You're not going to get out of this by just casting your vote and going and sipping your latte after it's over. All the innocent blood, all the perversion that's been pumped in this nation via government. You think we're going to get out of this peacefully without the just judgment of God upon our heads?
Amen.
We have a lot coming our way. As Bradley said, we have to understand we, the people, have duties here. When I first got involved in this government stuff, I was like, why would our founders put the onus on the people? Why didn't they put the onus on the government officials? But it only took me a short time to realize the reason for that is they probably knew too many government officials. So we better put the onus on the people to keep the freedoms and the liberties and the Constitution. That's why.
Yeah. I got a caller right now, and I want to see if we can get him up. It's Bob from Texas, and he called in yesterday. He's elated that you were going to be a part of the show. Bob, I'm hoping that Matt can hear this conversation. So go ahead with your comments, my friend.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him. So I was sort of watching delayed on the other. But I'm sitting here looking at his T-shirt, and it's better than any of yours, Bradley, so I'd like you to add it to your lineup.
Oh, he wants to take your T-shirt and put it up on our lineup. Okay.
Christ is King. God's law still stands. DefyTyrants.com. And then it's got the whoop on the back and the inner pose, Defy Tyrants. Anyway, this is not hard. It's the only laws we follow in man's law. No human law should be suffered to contradict creation in the Bible. That's the first sentence of U.S. law, first sentence of the Texas platform. The only people we put in precinct chairs and that we accept to get on the ballot are those that know that they have to go by God's laws and not by man's laws.
Amen.
Or, you know, And the man's laws, the stuff that you do at the state, those are just statutory laws. We, the people in each of the counties, have to stand up for God's laws in our commissions, councils, and squares, the boards. And I did just that this morning, and I got kicked off. But I did inform our DA about one of our Texas Supreme Court justices that said that all of their hearings are broadcast live on the internet. And I've been shut down trying to go to victims court hearings at the local courthouse, and they don't let me record like I used to. So that's a violation of my free speech. Yep. So I'm standing up for the laws of nature, nature's God, and we got to do it locally. We can do it in the precinct chairs, standing on the foundation of that made our founders victorious over England, creation in the Bible.
Amen.
Okay, anyway, that's the story.
I'll convey it, and I'm sorry about the disconnect here, because I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to get that through or not, but it is what it is. Bob from Texas loves your ministry, wants you to take your T-shirts. He wants them on our website. He loves defytyrants.com, and then he started to talk about how man's laws do not trump God's laws, and how he's taking action in the local courts, and how the courts are responding to him as they have been over the last couple of years, been impeding his way of actually standing up for our God-given rights. So that's what was conveyed, Matt. Can you go ahead, by the way, since Bob brought that up, can you go ahead and drive people to your URL? Where do people go to check you out, Matt?
Yeah, we have the site defytyrants.com. That's where we teach the doctrine of the lesser magistrate, defytyrants.com. That's where the T-shirts are, too. They are great T-shirts and great conversation starter. Every time I wear them, yeah, you end up in conversations, whether you're at the Piggly Wiggly, down at the bank, wherever you go. Can scope those out there. And again, if you want to listen to the sermons, you can go to Rumble or YouTube. And it's under Mercy Seat Church. We also have a Defy Tyrants channel where we have very short videos, 1 to 5 minutes long, both at Rumble and YouTube, and the channel's called Defy Tyrants.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I still have you for a little time here. So can you go ahead and give us a little bit of a download concerning this last sermon that you gave at Mercy? I believe it was last Sunday, because I just received this from our friend from Florida.
Yeah.
Concerning, you know, the contents of that sermon. Can you go ahead and share a little bit of that with all of
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, the reason I wanted to preach it again was simply because I've seen the hysteria and the franticness, and people have lost their minds. And governments always love to use fear. Fear sells and makes people think irrationally. And just the things you get online, just go on there, see what people are saying. And even these churchmen have like lost their minds and are saying the craziest things, all in support of, you know, you got to vote for Trump or the end of the world is upon us. So I wanted to show from the Word of God, and I referenced the sermons from the Revolutionary War era, you know, prior to the war, during the war, after the war, that these men cited these passages again and again and again and again. So that's how I begin the sermon, is going into these passages which talk about the qualifications, you know, because they love to use that thing, we're voting for a president, not a pastor.
Right, yeah.
As though the civil authorities have no qualifications, you can just vote for anybody and be good with that. No, there's qualifications given from God. And one of the key ones that comes up in almost every verse is, they must fear God. They must fear God. And that's what's lacking amongst Christian people right now, Bradley. They're experiencing the fear of man. And because of that, they're easily stampeded to, you know, vote for Trump and to implement all the evils that'll be coming down the pike, rather than understanding when there's evil in the land, the dumbest thing to do is to keep on compromising.
Yeah.
Best thing to do is put your face to the ground, repent before the Lord, and show fealty to him.
Amen.
Fear him and do right by his law. And that's what you see with all these churchmen from those Revolutionary War era sermons. They all focused on that important matter, utter dependence upon the Lord, fealty to him, understanding that we need to fear him, not man. And I ended the sermon talking about, are we men? It's like you're all acting like, you know, oh, I'm going to pee down my leg because the federal beast has appeared. It should make you bristle when you see their impunity towards Christ and towards God's law, not sitting there trying to justify reasons why you're okay to vote for Donald Trump, who openly impugns the law and word of God.
Yeah.
So,
well, what they'll always revert back to, Matt, is that he's the best that we have. And it goes back to the same game they've been playing for decades in this country. And again, they still haven't come to the conclusion that this is, as Jesse Ventura told me on this broadcast, the former governor, that pro wrestling and politics are identical. Everybody knows pro wrestling is fake, but they can't figure out the game going between this little rival between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris is somehow or another in their minds real. And it shows you again how dummy down they have been. Can I hold you over to the other side for the last segment?
Sure.
You have time? Yep. Okay, we're going to come right back with Matt Truella. There's more things I want to cover with Matt, guys. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking with Matt Truella. I want to shout something out really quick. So, this show, we don't have sponsors. We're not for profit. We're a ministry. So, what we do is when we go across the country, when we get responses from the people, we ask them, would you like to do a 30-second voiceover? Okay, that's all we say. Sometimes people say, well, what do you want us to say? I'll just say, how was the impact concerning the message that you received? That's it, nothing more, nothing less. So none of these people are being guided as to what they're saying. But as I'm listening to this, I'm just thinking, my goodness, people got to be thinking, Bradley just loves this praise. I've never put words into anybody's mouth. I just want to make clear. I've never said that before, but I want to say it again. We're doing it to fill airtime because, again, we don't have sponsors, okay? Just to make clear so everybody understands. We're always trying to drive people to the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or get us into your community so we can do another event, because that's what we're all commanded, not suggested, not innuendoed. No, we're commanded by God to go out there and preach the Great Commission, and that's exactly what we've been doing, Mark 16:15. So let me go back to our friend Matt. I'm going to go back to our Zoom call with Matt. And don't want to lose him. I'm sorry, I pushed the wrong button here. Matt, I want to get back to something we were just talking about, because, you know, it's interesting what we're seeing online right now is now people are equating, without saying Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, it's unbiblical to vote for those that murder babies. And you can see the people are taking Donald Trump for face value because, again, Donald's the best at everything, as you well know. He's the most pro-life president in American history. But the fact of the matter is, yesterday I had spent time exposing a compromised individual that's in the church and asking the question, if the law of truth is in our mouth, Malachi 2:6, then why haven't you taken the time before you started promoting this man? Because if you look at the facts, Donald Trump's first executive order, unconstitutional though it was, right? His job is to enforce the law, not to enforce policy that undermines the law, Article 2, Section 3, under Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause. Well, The fact of the matter is Donald Trump is given record amounts of money, more than any other president, to that of Planned Parenthood. The first omnibus bill he ever signed under a security act, that's how it was sold to the American people, a majority of that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill went to our sworn enemies. He said it was for our security. And what I also found out was that there was $51 million that went to Planned Parenthood. And that was for other countries. In America, he's given a record number of finances more than any other president in American history to Planned Parenthood. So when he's telling the people he's pro-life, what in fact he's doing behind closed doors is just the exact opposite. And you had said something earlier, and I think people need to let this sink in. You know, when you look at 2 Kings 24, verse 4, when Josiah did all that which pleased the Lord, when he discovered the law and he enforced the law in bringing justice upon the heads of the guilty, the Lord was pleased with Josiah, Matt. He was pleased with them. But in verse 4:24 of 2 Kings, he said, but for the innocent blood, I will not pardon. And people don't understand, not only will he not pardon that means, America, you're going to be held accountable for this over 70 million babies murdered in the womb. You're not going to get away from that. But also, when you begin to look at those that are advocating what God clearly condemns when it comes to sodomy, it's the last two things that take place before the Lord intervenes. And then it gets to the point where the people in this country are going to say, you know, we should have enforced the laws. And the Lord's going to say, you know what? I gave you plenty of time to do it. You failed in doing so. So now I'm going to bring judgments where you're going to sit back and wish that you would have when you had the time to do it. What say you?
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. It was King Ahab. It was three generations later. God brought his judgment upon the people of Israel for the innocent blood that had been spilt all that time earlier. So yeah, you don't get away with it. And now, you used to have people would say, well, the Supreme Court, right?
Right.
Nothing we can do. Oh, okay. Now there's something you can do. And what are you doing? Voting for men who openly declare that it's okay to murder people. And that's what Donald Trump has done. He openly opposed the 6-week ban in Florida and said, everybody's talking about 15 weeks. Well, by then 94% of the murders have taken place. He's against the national abortion ban, gave $500 million every year to Planned Parenthood, yep. Astronomical amount of money. And on down the line, I don't have all my footnotes in front of me right now.
Yeah.
But it's the whole thing is that we have to fear God. And when a man openly impugns the law of God, we should not join with him. We should not vote for him. Rather, we should stand in opposition. we shouldn't say, well, he's a lesser evil than that evil.
Yeah.
And so we're all good. No. And I wanted to read to you, if I could, real quick,
yes.
Bradley.
Yep.
Here's what Noah Webster. First, he talks about the fear of man, which includes dread, terror, fright. That's what I see people operating out of. Dread, terror, fright. And when you see evil, you know, it's a natural human reaction to want to respond to it. But again, you don't respond to this kind of evil by compromising and voting for wicked men who openly impugn the law of God. Here's what he says in that same definition of fear when it comes to the fear of God. Webster said this, in good men, the fear of God is a holy awe, a reverence of God and his laws, which springs from a just view and real love of the divine character, leading the subjects of it to hate and shun everything that can offend such a holy being and inclining them to aim at perfect
obedience. Amen. I think of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You remember, he was the one that faced off with an Adolf Hitler back in the 30s. And it's interesting how many people today are talking about the similarities between that time and today in America. And he was the one that said, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of men. And those that fear the face of men do not fear the face of God. And I think of King David, when you're saying that, he said that the Lord was forever at his right hand. He would not be moved because he knew the Lord was that close to him, right? Well, it shows you what's nigh to men. And to me, Matt, more than anything, it's a lack of Christianity, because who they fear, if you really look at that, is who they serve. And if they serve their fear in such a fashion that it's a man, well, the Bible says in Jeremiah 17:5 that it brings a curse. And they're reaping the curse. And it's also interesting that John Calvin is the one that said, when God means to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. Well, in this country, we don't have rulers. We have a representative government, and the American people have forfeited that as well. No longer is it one nation under God. Now it's one nation under their favorite politician, which, again, when you look at the Constitution, carries no title of nobility, but they treat him like he's a king. And whatever he says in the face of God's word, we're going to adhere to him more than the word of God. And therein lies judgment. And that's what's falling upon this nation today.
That's right. I always refer to the presidential campaign in our home as a horse and pony show, because it is a horse and pony show. And what people need to understand is we have to be engaged in civil government matters. We're not saying don't be engaged.
Amen.
We're not saying don't vote at all. There's plenty of other races and whatever referendums to vote for and those types of things wherever you live. But what we're saying is that we need to be faithful to God. And we're not saying, as the straw men are created, oh, you just want someone who's perfect. None of us are perfect. We've never said we want someone who's perfect. What we're simply saying is we cannot, before God, vote for a man who openly impugns his law. We can't.
Amen.
And so extremely important for us to understand these things.
We got 1 minute left. One more time, go ahead and drive people to your website if you so feel the desire, Matt. And we'll end the show with that.
Yeah, our website is defytyrants.com. And there we teach the doctrine of lesser magistrate, massively important for local, county, and even state governments to understand that doctrine. You need to instruct your magistrates in it. It's from the word of God, practiced throughout the history of man, showing the scriptures are loaded. John Knox wrote the foremost treatise on it. Just tremendous. So that's defytyrants.com. If you're interested in listening to the sermon that I preached 2 days ago, you can go to Mercy Seat Church. That's our channel, either at Rumble or at YouTube.
What I'll do, Matt, is I'm going to put this together with that sermon, and then I'll do an article with it. Last time, friends, just for the record, this show that we did, I'm guessing probably 3, 4, or 5 months ago now. I can't quite remember, but he had over 157,000 views on it. So, folks, the message is getting out there, but it's going to get out there because you're sharing the message with other people. I'll put an article together, Matt. I'll send you a copy of it probably tomorrow or the day following, but we'll get the message out and wake people up concerning the issues of the day, because if we don't face off with them, nobody else is going to do it for us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead. What's that?
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Matt. We'll talk at you soon, my friend. God bless you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, I will talk to you in 23 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, love you by what we do. First John 3:18. See ya.